Chapter 2. The Man on the Hill. He was there in the sun. He was there in the rain. He was there on cold days. He was always there.
Paxton had many questions, but there were no answers here at the church. It was cold now, and the wind was strong. Paxton went back on his bicycle to the town. He didn't want to think about the crown or William Agers. He stopped at a small shop. There were some old books there. Paxton looked at them, because he wanted to read in the hotel that evening. Suddenly, he stopped. The book in his hands was old and black. It was a book for church. There was a name and year in the book. Nathaniel Agers, 1754. There were a lot of names and years, but the last name was always the same, Agers. This book was in the Agers family for years and years. It went from father to son, from father to son in the family. Paxton looked at the last name in the book. William Agers. He had William's book in his hands. "Excuse me," Paxton said to the tall, thin woman in the shop. "What do you know about William Agers?" "That isn't a happy story," the woman said. "William Agers is dead. He was young, only 28. "And he didn't have a son?" "That's right," the woman answered. "Mr. Agers didn't have a son or a daughter." "Where did he live?" Paxton asked. "I'm an old friend of the family." "He lived in a small house near the sea," the woman said. "Do you want the address?" "Yes, please," Paxton said. He looked for some money in his coat. "And how much is this book?" Paxton went to his bicycle again. Later, he arrived at William Agers' small house near the sea. It was dark and quiet there. Behind the house was a hill. There was a man near the house.
"Can I help you?" he asked Paxton.
Paxton asked the man about William Agers.
"I didn't know him very well," the man said. "William Agers was very quiet."
"Did he have friends?" Paxton asked.
"No," the man answered. "Agers didn't like people. He was never in his house. He was always on that hill. He was there in the sun. He was there in the rain. He was there on cold days. He was always there."
"I understand," Paxton said. The man walked away, but Paxton didn't move. He looked at the small hill and smiled slowly. Was the last crown there? It was late now. The room was dark. Long and I looked at Paxton's white face. And? Long said. Was it? Was the crown there? Yes, it was, Paxton answered. But it isn't there now. Where is it? I asked. It's in my room. I didn't believe him. The crown is here, in this hotel, I said. Can we see it? Long asked. Paxton didn't answer. We all listened to the wind. Then he said, Yes.